All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Slow news. What'd I miss? No healthcare vote?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico destroyed?
Nah.
Tax cuts for the rich?
Nah.
President Trump went back to his raw red meat bag and went after protesting athletes for disrespecting the flag in the NFL? Did their best act like they cared and collectively protested the anthem on Sunday? Did I get it? Survey says? Ding, ding, ding. I bet we're going to find out that the NFL owners actually took money from protesters or for Swanson knee pads or something like that. As Deadspin pointed out, the NFL seized upon this controversy to promote, quote, unity against the president, but conveniently forgot about the issue that players were kneeling about in the first place. They found a way to capitalize on the controversy without actually having to partake in the controversy. Brilliant! Pay those marketing guys more money. It's not about covering up brain injuries. It's about kneeling in front of a flag. All right, good. We got it. We figured it out. Good. Make commemorative jerseys for the moment. And don't mention race. President Trump, of course, is once again at the center of this controversy because he loves to be. President Hot Take once again riled everybody up with his words. And the joke is, this is not new. Trump's been railing on Colin Kaepernick for a year and a half now. When he gets stuck in a rut or doesn't have anything to brag about, he goes back to his best of, and he pulls out Kaepernick. Trump is like the Counting Crows getting up on stage and trying out new experimental stuff. And then when they're not really feeling it and the crowd's kind of smattering, they're like, heck with it. Mr. Jones and me. And we're all like, yeah. That's essentially it, right? Did I nail it? I nailed it. But maybe this time he went too far. The hilarious thing is that Trump's strange tirade in Alabama has succeeded in making Colin Kaepernick this generation's Martin Luther King. And even if MLK had a better completion percentage. Frankly, the media, including this show, talk shows, have turned this into how to treat the flag. But the whole point of kneeling in front of a flag or, I don't know, sitting at a lunch counter you're not supposed to, is to protest social injustice. So your fellow Americans are concerned that this country's not equal. It's not free. You really disagree with that? Regardless of your color, your creed, your background, you know that that statement's true. If it's not race or police brutality, then it's inequality or unfairness. I mean, our president ran on the campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. So you know what's up. Come on. Instead of getting mad at the messenger, maybe recognize that the message may have some merit. All right, moving on. Whitney Young High School in Chicago canceled the rest of the football season due to injury and the fact that not enough players are on the team. Oh, no, you know the game's in trouble when the smart kids give up on it. Coach, I read a piece in the Atlantic about sustained brain injuries. So I quit and I'm going to join the Glee Club. Saudi Arabia announced today they're letting women drive, and that's to carry out for September 1940. Really hope we don't go to war. It's ridiculous. I'm surprised that that story has not made it into a Trump tweet yet. Speaking of Trump tweets, Twitter is talking of expanding the 140-character limit, which was the only excuse we had against misspelling and grammatical errors. Now, if you're a dunce, if you use the wrong there, I mean, or skip apostrophes, it's on you. You no longer have the excuse of saying, I was shortening the word. I just needed less characters. And weather? Well, we're really trying to beat the heat, at least a record for heat in September. Good news. Supposed to cool off tonight, back in the 60s and 70s tomorrow. Great. Just when I bought a couple new box fans. What am I going to do with those box fans now? In sports, tonight's the night. The Cubs can clinch the NL Central with a win or a Brewers loss. In St. Louis, no less. How great would that be, first off? Always great to celebrate in St. Louis. And if they win, they should only drink Coors for the post-game, right? Also, remember when clinching the division was paramount to being the best moment in your sporting life? I do. I mean, it took us, what, 3 years to turn into the Yankees? I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Wrigleyville will still go crazy and flip a truck or throw a garbage can through a Chipotle tonight. But I mean, come on. That's any given Saturday in that hood, so no real motivation needed. Come on, Wrigley bros. Get us on the national news tonight. Oh, no. Home run for the Cardinals, 1-0. What a nice little matchup coming up here. The Cubs looking good. ready to make this playoff run. Starts late next week against the Nationals in D.C., which kind of sucks, only because it'll be a lot of 6 p.m. starts where we got to race home to watch the start. Come on, East Coast. Get on Central Time. It's much more convenient. It's like Central Standard was the fix, right? Oh, man, we screwed up this time. So local news at 11. Who's going to do? Let's redo it for the Midwest. Nice little matchup, though. Bryce Harper, Chris Bryant, Cubs fans versus Dusty Baker. I even think Edwin Jackson is on the Nationals, so maybe if he pitches, we can boo him for being so terrible when he was on the Cubs and the Sox. Something finally to bring the city together. If you care, the Bulls had their media day yesterday, and we were notified that they have parted ways with Dwayne Wade. He ate some of his contract, but we ate most of it. Now D-Wade can take his sleeveless sport coats to Cleveland or wherever else players are going these days to cherry-pick championships. If he does go back to Cleveland, listen to this. LeBron, D-Wade, and Derrick Rose. I mean, how did we get here again? What year is it? The current Bulls team, well, they told us yesterday they're really excited to watch Zach LaVine when he gets over his injury. Really? That's where we're at? That's what we're doing? I got a better idea. Since it seems like the Bulls are in a purposeful tank mode, how about lowering the price of beers and nachos for the game? Why are we paying $10 for everything when you won't pay for players? You're saving a ton of money, so pass that savings on to my chicken tenders. Right? Bears are preparing to go on the road, play the Packers at Lambeau on Thursday night. Nationally televised game. The Bears pull this one off. They get back to 2-2, and we'll definitely be paying attention. But a loss, especially a bad one, and it's apple picking for the remainder of Sundays. No pressure, guys. The Bears will have to win without safety Quinton Demps, who broke his arm on Sunday. So Adrian Amos back in at safety. I don't think Amos has an interception in his time in Chicago or his entire career. And this is like his third or fourth year. That's not good. Also, play Trubisky. Cool. All right. Good. Slip that in. Good. And finally tonight, the vacuum company Dyson says they're getting into the electric car business. They'll have electric cars ready by 2020. Well, if the car's anything like the Dyson I have at home, it'll barely pick up kitty litter and die after about 20, 25 minutes. That sounds like a good car. That's the carryout for September 26, 2017. Hey, the last hot day of the year, so check back tomorrow where we'll offer popsicles half off. All right, coming up, Jacob DeHart's going to join us. He's the man behind Porcini, a new app that is revolutionizing the restaurant industry. He'll be my guest in the download on Chicago Business. That's coming up right after the news. Stay with us.